Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Monday, May 25. In Squiz Kids today, time capsule call out. School's back. India's lion-hearted daughter. And Ariana and Lady Gaga team up. That's what's making news, kids style.
The Lowdown.
You've heard of a time capsule, right? It's the idea that you take a snapshot of a moment in history and preserve it for future generations. And that's exactly what Australia Post, the nation's postal service, is aiming to do with the launch of a new campaign called Dear Australia. They're calling for Australians of all ages to write a letter, do a drawing, compose a poem, anything that tells the story of the last couple of months of your life and the impact that living in a coronavirus lockdown has had. Maybe it's been a good experience, spending more time at home with your family. Maybe it's been a strained experience, spending more time at home with your family. Maybe you've gotten to know your neighbours. Maybe life has slowed down. You might have learned to sew, cook, or practice your shots at the netball hoop or kicks for goal. All the material gathered will go to create an historical record of this time, with a selection being displayed on the Australia Post website and also at the National Gallery in Canberra. So, what are you waiting for? Get creative! There's a link in today's episode notes with the details. Shh! Can you hear that sound? It's the school bell ringing, marking the return to classrooms for so many of you today. And could it be more exciting? Seeing friends and teachers again, getting stuck into all those exciting maths and reading exercises again? As primary school kids in New South Wales, Queensland and Tasmania, as well as years 3 and 4 in the ACT, head back to school today, and with Victoria filing back to the classroom tomorrow, it's worth a little stock take on how well you've all done being at home and flattening that COVID curve. At last count, there were only 33 people in hospitals around the country with the coronavirus, and of the 7,114 cases of COVID detected in Australia, more than 6,500 have made a full recovery. If a coronavirus report card was being issued, we'd be getting a gold star, I reckon. Now, get back into that classroom and get busy with the learning, people. And be nice to your teachers.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we find ourselves in India, where a remarkable story of a daughter's love for her dad has just come to light. The Kumari family, like millions of others in India, don't have a lot of money. And when 15-year-old Jyoti Kumari's father was stuck in the capital city, New Delhi, injured and unable to walk, and couldn't get back to his home village over 1,000 kilometres away, Jyoti took it upon herself to get her dad home. Using the last of their savings to buy a $30 purple bike, Jyoti perched her dad on the seat of the bike and set off. Cycling more than 100 kilometres a day, sleeping in petrol stations and accepting food from kind strangers, the pair eventually made it to their home village, where Jyoti was hailed a hero and the local media called her lion-hearted. And now, the Indian Cycling Federation has invited her to try out for the national team. Across India, a country with the second highest population in the world, it's estimated that tens of millions of poor workers are moving from the cities back to their home villages as coronavirus restrictions take hold.
Sport time!
League fans will be counting down the days this week until Thursday night when the NRL comp resumes with a clash between the Brisbane Broncos and Parramatta Eels in Brizzy, in front of an empty stadium at Lang Park. Meanwhile, the AFL is set to restart on June 11, with reports suggesting the fixture for a shortened 2020 season could be released today. Meanwhile, in the United States, there are reports that the National Basketball League, the NBA, could be headed to Disney World. but not to ride the roller coasters or get a selfie with Mickey. Reports say the Magic Kingdom, with its sprawling grounds and complex of hotels and sports facilities, could be the perfect place for all NBA players to be kept in quarantine for a resumption of the season.
Pop Culture Corner.
Lots happening in the music world over the weekend. Powderfinger, an Aussie band from Brisbane, played a special YouTube concert on Saturday night, which may have had your parents singing along. And Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande joined forces to produce a thigh-slapping new dance hit called Rain On Me, with an eye-popping music video to go with it. But it's the musical effort of a Tasmanian pianist that's caught our attention, and the imagination of all in the Apple Isle, for that matter. Amateur pianist Kelvin Smith has been staging surprise performances on his piano in some of Tasmania's most beautiful outdoor locations, all captured by a local camera crew who uploaded them onto Facebook. If you want a bit of stunning scenery with a lilting piano accompaniment, check out the link in today's episode notes.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. In which country does devoted daughter and marathon cyclist Jyoti Kumari live? That's right, it's India. Question number two. Which two teams will clash in this Thursday's resumption of the rugby league competition? Yeah, it's the Eels and the Broncos. Question number three. Which two singers have collaborated on a new pop tune called Rain On Me? You got it. It's Ariana Grande and Lady Gaga. Yeah!
Shoutouts.
Today's birthday shout-outs go to Zara from Gosford East, Caitlin from Fingal Bay, William from Roeville, Jacob from Floraville, Alexis and Owen from Oakley, Lucas from Griffith, Patrick from Garran, Aliza from Pendle Hill, David from Inverell, Madeline from St Ives, Emily from Adensa Park, and Cassie from Crookwell. And some belated birthday shout-outs to Zara from Putney, Carmel from Cairns, Scarlett from Newcastle, Adwin from Taree, Bridget from Belmont South, Abigail from Marulbark, Maya from Perth, Millie from Morningside, Riley from Taree, and Noah from Peakhurst Heights. And today's classroom shout-outs go to Honour and all of Year 3 at Winona School in North Sydney, Years 2, 3 and 4 at Kororo Public School, Year 5 at Jindalee State Primary School, and Year 4 Agnes at St Michael's Grammar School, with Mrs Fenton celebrating a birthday yesterday. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout-out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. And a reminder, a full transcript of today's episode is available on our website, as it is every day. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids. We'll be back again tomorrow. If you're back at school today for the first time in a while, ease yourself into it and go gentle on those teachers. And tell them I said not too much homework this week. Otherwise, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out. Squiz Kids is proudly supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.